Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Mark, chapter 16, and verses 17 and 18. And these are Jesus's words. And he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Mighty brothers and sisters, here is an often overlooked part of the Great Commission. Jesus gave us, in my name they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. This is a comforting, caring touch. Can reduce stress, right? It can enhance sleep and assist us in recovering more quickly from injury. There was one study done, and they found that a 30-minute massage three times a week lowers stress by 34%. The power of touch, even on a human level, is an astonishing thing. But when you add the power of God, it opens the way for something supernatural. And it happened, the Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 8, and it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went into him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. Isn't it beautiful? Laying hands on the sick or on those called to minister was a regular practice in the New Testament church. And you don't have to be an ordained minister to do it. Remember that, right? And Jesus beautifully said in Mark 16, 17, these signs will follow those who believe. It's a guarantee. Hallelujah. So if you are a believer who has placed your trust in Christ, you are qualified. Could God do it without us? Of course. But he has given us the privilege of being conduits for his power. And by laying off your hands on someone, you do two things. Number one, you identify. And number two, you impart. Hallelujah. I repeat. Number one, you identify. And number two, you impart. And who knows how many miraculous moments we have sacrificed because we haven't acted in a bold, biblical way by praying for someone who's sick, commissioning someone who's called, or encouraging someone who simply needs a hand on their shoulder. So, mighty brothers and sisters, this is the commission that the Lord has given to you, every one of you. Go ahead. Boldly preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick, heal them in the name of the Lord, and may God be glorified through your ministry, and may many be saved and be added into the kingdom of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord, because you never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word never faileth. Your word is the same, O God. And I pray the Lord, you said these signs will follow them, those who believe. It's a guarantee that, Lord, these signs will follow us. I pray, encourage us in our faith. I pray, O Father, help us to believe and help us to act on our faith in the name of Jesus, that we will never, ever be constrained or restricted in praying for somebody who's grappling with their health condition by laying on of our hands and releasing the healing virtue of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Lord, I thank you. You will save many souls through the commission, O Lord, through the laying on of the hands, healing of the sick. Many will receive Jesus as their personal Savior. Today, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them, because they are yours and yours alone. Father, I thank you, Master God. I pray for the ones who may be, Lord, sick in our midst, Lord. We send forth your word of healing into their bodies. I command the bodies to be aligned to God's word right now, right here, in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.